Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. I doubt this quote ran through his mind when Patrick was just 16 years old. It is said that he was not a very pious boy. But I know in his old age he reflected on it. Patricius, as he was known as a boy, since his home was in a village in Britain on the western edge of the Roman Empire, at 16, he could have reflected on that grain of wheat falling to the ground and dying, for it was at that age that raiders from what we now know as Ireland came, invaded, kidnapped him, and enslaved him for 6 years until his escape. And during that captivity, the faith that was just a fledgling in his life, a faith which he had taken for granted, was buried. Buried in a death of that slavery, but like the seed that's planted, was able to blossom. So that after his escape, he ended up in France, studying for the priesthood, being ordained, and then becoming a missionary, even to going back, as we know the story, to that same land where he had been enslaved, facing the pagan religions of the day there in the early 5th century. Today, St. Patrick's Day is a good excuse to wear green and to enjoy food that we like or maybe not like, music that we like, maybe not like. Whatever the case, what we have on this day, in particular with these readings today, is a chance to reflect on what it's all about. Unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain. Grain's a nice thing, but no one makes bread from it. And without the bread, nothing more can happen. This reflection, thus, is not just about St. Patrick, the apostle to Ireland. It's not just about he who was an early patron of this church, whose statue, though covered today, is here in our high altar, and whose beautiful stained glass window is in our sacristy. But this reflection is about Christ and us. That's why Jeremiah, in our first reading, speaks of a new covenant for all Lent long, all 5 weeks of Lent. That first reading that we've been hearing this year is a review of all those covenants between God and his people. That gift of God with his life being offered and his people's response, more often grace offered but refused. All gifts, but now, Jeremiah tells us, there will be a new and eternal covenant, and that's what this is. That is what we celebrate. That seed that is planted. It's what the cross is all about. It's what the Mass is all about. It's what our faith is all about. That faith that Christopher is seeking at Easter. It's what gives us hope in the face of our crosses. For each of those, every sacrifice we make is a chance for us to plant that seed in the ground and ask the Lord to give us an abundant harvest of new life.